Now, thousands of homes and businesses are without power in the southeast of the country after Storm Agnes made landfall earlier. Met Éireann is warning of dangerous conditions with reports of several trees down across Munster. A number of ferry sailings from Rosslare Europort have been cancelled or delayed. Earlier, flights from Kerry Airport were diverted to Dublin. A status orange wind alert is in force in 8 counties across the south and southeast, while yellow wind warnings and rain warnings are in place across Munster, Leinster and in County Galway until tonight. Well, we're joined in studio now by Gerry Murphy, meteorologist with Met Éireann. Gerry Murphy, good afternoon and thanks for being with us. Where is the storm at now?
Thanks, Justin. Well, the actual centre of the low of the storm is just off the Kerry coast at this point. And as we go through the afternoon and the evening, it will track up over land, up over County Clare, up through the North Midlands and the Northwest. And where the actual low centre is, that's sort of more to the northwest of the country where we don't have warnings because the winds can be light there. But everything to the east and south of that will get strong winds. And we're going to see, our forecast models have actually forecasted very well, which means that the timing of the warnings are on the mark. So those orange level wind warnings for those 8 counties that you mentioned, and those winds will continue very strong there up until about 5 p.m. this evening, and then they will ease, but still within the yellow category. And then, so really, as we go through this afternoon, still staying very windy in the south and very windy in general right up across much of the country except perhaps for the northwest.
So what areas then are going to feel the worst effects here?
The worst effects will continue to be those southern counties in the orange level warnings, namely Kerry, Cork, Waterford, Wexford, Tipperary, Carlow, Kilkenny and Wicklow. And that's over the next 4 or 5 hours as those winds continue strong. The winds will then become west to southwest. They'll continue strong and gusty then, and it's really as we go through this evening that the strongest winds will affect parts of the South Midlands, Leinster, Galway. Those counties will get their strongest winds at that stage, but within the yellow band as opposed to orange.
This is the first big storm of the autumn winter period so far. Is it going to be a dangerous one?
This one, all storms are dangerous, and that's when we have orange level warnings. That does mean that there is danger. This, in terms of its strength, it is a decent storm, but it's not a dramatic storm. We would have had stronger storms in the past, and no doubt we'll have stronger in the future. Our highest wind so far on the south coast was 110 kilometres per hour, which is in the orange category, but not excessive. So it's a noteworthy storm is what I'd say, but still a great care needed.
We'll be talking in a moment about people who are living in tents in the Midlands in around Stradbally. What are the conditions like going to be in that area this afternoon?
In that area this afternoon, they will find it quite windy in the early afternoon and very windy in the late afternoon and evening as the winds turn to a southwesterly direction, and they'll be gusting more. So really from now until maybe 9 o'clock tonight, they will get strong winds much of the time.
And what's the outlook then like for tomorrow and for tonight?
Well, eventually Storm Agnes clears away to the northeast towards Scotland as we go through tonight. So later in the night, we see the winds easing, clear spells, some showers. Then for tomorrow, a bright start, but another band of rain moving across from the west. A drier day on Friday and more rain on Saturday.
A mixed bag. Gerry Murphy from Met Éireann, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us on the News at 1.